Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Torrent Power Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Saurabh Mashruwala, Executive Director and CFO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening to all of you, and thank you for joining earnings calls of Torrent Power for Q1 FY27. We'll first take you through the performance of the quarter. Thereafter, we welcome the question and answer. Let's explain the performance of the company at PBT level first, and then we'll take you through the tax expenses separately. Reported PBT for the quarter stood at 925 crores as compared to 985 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year, a reduction of 60 crores. PBT for the corresponding quarter of the last year includes a non-recurring loss of 59 crores on account of non-cash adjustment due to foreign currency fluctuations. Adjusted for this one-off, PBT for the quarter stood at 925 crores as compared to 1,044 crores in the comparable quarter of last year, a reduction of 119 crores on adjusted basis. Tax expenses during the quarter have increased by 28% as compared to 25% for the corresponding quarter of the last year. The increase is mainly on account of completion of tax holiday period availed under Section 80IA for some of the units. Business-wise factors contributing to the performance are as follows. First, contribution from the thermal generation business remains resilient despite elevated gas price arising from ongoing geopolitical tension in the Middle East and increase in O&M expenses. Adjusted for the non-recurring item in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, the business performance was lower by 123 crores, primarily on account of three factors. First, despite elevated gas price during the quarter, the company maintained healthy operating margins in its merchant power operations. However, the gains from the merchant sales and LNG trading were lower by 87 crores. During the quarter, we have undertaken an upgrade exercise to our gas-based plant to improve the plant flexibility and availability, resulting in the increase in O&M expenses by 51 crores. Benefits of these are being demonstrated during the quarter, whereby we were able to realize better margins on merchant power sales. While some of the upgrades are implemented, others are being progressively rolled out in our gas-based unit, which will help us improve our margin realization going forward. This will also help us manage the evolving operating environment, which has significantly changed recently on the back of increased renewable energy penetration, requiring our units to operate more frequently in a cyclical mode and respond to varying demand patterns. These measures are expected to support higher availabilities, improve operational reliabilities, and optimization of long-term O&M costs, as well as despite the increasing flexibility operating regime. Company on 25th June 2026 consummated acquisition of Nabha Power Plant, which contributed 15 crores in the quarter. Lower contribution from thermal generation was partly offset by increasing gain from distribution and renewable segments. The second reason on the distribution and transmission segment, in total, it contributed 71% additional profit, driven by three factors. First, receipt of favorable orders from the regulator approving carrying cost of 41 crores. This is a normal course of business due to regulatory assets we have, and we are getting the favorable regulatory orders. Second, improved contribution from the operations by 19 crores, supported by two factors. First, increase in ROE and ROCE on account of capitalization of assets and higher rate of returns on equity as per the new tariff regulations and other incentives. Second is improved contribution from the distribution franchisee business on back of improved volumes and increased tariff. Volume across the franchisee distribution business improved by 4%. The third reason is additionally, new commissioning transmission project has contributed 11 crores incremental profit. Coming to the renewable operations, we have renewable operations contribute of 19 crores positive contributions due to generation from newly commissioned capacity and improved PLF across the wind and solar, both partially offset by gain in similar quarter previous in the similar quarter of the previous year on account of LPS income on delayed payments. The fourth reason is other factors lowering the profitability 90 crores. There are two main reasons. First, increase in the finance cost on back of higher capitalization and related borrowings. And second, increase in miscellaneous expenses and depreciation, which was on account of higher capitalization, mainly in revenue renewable segments. This completes the explanation of the financial performance within the quarter. Now coming to the update of the various projects and the implementations. Renewable energy project of 70 megawatt got commissioned during the quarter, taking the aggregate installed capacity, installed generation capacity of the company to 6.6 gigawatt as on 30th June 2026, comprising of 2.7 gigawatt gas-based project, 1.8 gigawatt coal-based project, and 2.1 gigawatt renewable capacities. First on renewable energy projects, as on 30th June 26, renewable energy project of 4.6 gigawatt under implementation, which we expect to commission progressively as under. About 1.2 gigawatt capacity is expected to commission in FY 2027. Between 1.4 to 1.6 gigawatt capacity is expected to commission in next year, which is FY 28, and balance capacity in FY 29. Capex of 1,550 crores was incurred during the quarter against 1,200 crore capex in Q4 FY 26. And 355 crores of capex in Q1 of FY26, which is comparable quarter of the last year. Of the total capex of 29,600 crores of in RE projects under implementation, cumulative capex of 8,800 crores has been incurred up to 30 June 26. In FY27, total capex of approximately 10,000 crores expected to be incurred for all RE projects. Moving on to the implementation under the Anupur thermal project of 1.6 gigawatt, the update is as under. First, activity are underway wherein following major milestones have been achieved. First, power cell agreement executed with MP Power Management Company Limited. Second, letter of award issued to the BTG as well as balance of plant. Third, environment clearance received for the project. The fourth, the project is expected to commission in the next 6 to 7 years. A total capex of 450 crores has been incurred as on 30th June 2026. Coming on the pump storage hydro project of 3 gigawatt in Maharashtra, the update is the activity are underway wherein following major milestones have been achieved. First, energy storage facility agreement with MSEDL was executed. Letter of award issued to the civil, hydro, mechanical and packages. And second, electrical and mechanical packages. Environment and forest clearance has been received for the project. The project is expected to commission in the next 3 to 4 years and total expense of 1,130 crores has been incurred to 30th June 2026. It is a transmission project. Solapur is under implementation, expected to be commissioned this year. Cumulative capital of 330 crores has been incurred as on 30th June 2026. Further details on the pipeline project have been summarized in our latest investor presentation available on our website. That's all for the quarters. Now I request coordinator to open line for Q&A session. We wish everybody to stay safe and healthy. Thank you so much. Handing over to the operators.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Your first question comes from the line of Mohit Kumar with ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. My question is on Nava Power. Can you help us with the revenue adjusted EBITDA on Nava Power for Q1 and gross debt on the Torrent Power post the acquisition of Nava?
So the Q1 we acquired on the 25th of June. So There is hardly five days of income we have booked, not for the entire quarter. So 5 days, I would say, EBITDA was about total, I mean, very overall 15 plus profit we have booked in the our result, not material amount we have booked, because it's a 5 days operation we have consolidated in our books of accounts.
As far as gross debt is concerned, it is around 6,000 crores, 6,500 crores of gross debt which is added in the books.
Because of the Nabha Power project? About 3,000 crores in the Nabha Power book and about 3,800 crores in the Torrent Power book.
Understood. And is it fair to expect that Nabha Power will add 250 crore EBITDA per quarter going forward?
So yeah, you are right. So yes, on a steady state basis, around 1,000 crores of EBITDA should be a good enough number.
Yes, exactly.
Understood. My second question
is cash flow basis. Not on a reported, because we are following the
Understood. That I understand, sir. The JSC accounting
cash flow is here. Yeah. Not on the reported basis, because
understood.
Reported basis
adjusted
is
EBITDA.
Adjusted EBITDA. Yes.
The second question is, can you help us with the reason for lower contribution to EBITDA of renewables in this quarter despite 30% increase in generation? I'm talking about EBITDA, which was reported in this segmental. Yeah, I see only 20 crore incremental.
So differential, you can see this number, but if you look at, recollect that the last year similar quarter we have a income about 47 crores of the LPS claim was available, which was not available in the current quarter. That is why you are seeing the differential number really is lower. Otherwise, on a standalone basis, number is higher as far as EBITDA is concerned.
Oh, that's on the RE side, right, sir? RE side talking about.
RE side, I'm talking about.
Understood, sir. My last question, sir, of course, I think it spoke about your capital expenditure program for FY2020, 10,000 crore. But how much you incurred in the Q1?
Q1, we have total incurred
Around 1,500 crores incurred in Q1 for renewable projects.
So total the
RE project.
For the RE project.
For the RE project, yes.
We haven't spent anything on the coal, nothing on the PSP in the Q1. That's right, sir?
Thermal, basically coal, we have incurred about 125 crores.
25 crores, understood. Very helpful, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, and best of luck, sir.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Satyadeep Jain with Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. First of all, I wanted to understand, dissect your demand across different distribution circuits. While Ahmedabad, you registered 10% volume growth YOY, the Surat, Dadar Nagar, Haveli, all these other licenses and all had very muted growth. Just trying to understand what was happening in these regions when overall at the All India level we had very strong growth in the quarter. And the AT&T losses also increased in all these, almost all circles, AT&T losses increased substantially, so both demand and AT&T losses.
So, Ahmedabad is a benchmark, I would say 10% is the growth, which is comparable with the country's average, I would say. Surat being an industrial town, always growth will be not comparable with the overall demand growth, I would say. Dahej is also industrial area, basically, so it's comparable to the Surat growth. DNS, DD, yes, there is some lower demand is an exceptional case, I would say. It's not a repetitive kind of a nature. In terms of AT&T losses, I would say in Agra particularly, the last year similar quarter, we got some good realization from our Agra Nigam Limited. But past realization we got, which has reduced our AT&T loss substantially, which is not the case in the current quarter. So that is what the difference, I would say, in AT&T losses. Otherwise, Bhimandi and SMK is not material different, I would say, as compared to the last. Agra is the main, there is a substantial difference in the Agra, mainly because of the higher realization we have received in the comparable quarter of last year, which is not the case in the current quarter.
Okay. So what was the, I'm not sure if I missed it in the opening remarks. What was the merchant EBITDA and energy EBITDA in this quarter?
The differential lower profit is about 87 crores, like what we have said. And we sold about 445 MUs in the merchant market in the current quarter.
And this was largely in high demand market?
Yes.
Okay. Just trying to understand, how do you look at this market, given you have a large untied capacity and many players are adding battery, and given the merchant BESS installations that we see for this year and in projections, do you see a case for any risk? How do you evaluate merchant gas potential for you?
If you look at the demand pattern in the country, where the peak demand and the summer demand will always be there, and now the peak demand period is also prolonging, I would say. So during the evening time and the summer time, we keep on getting this opportunity in the merchant market for our unutilized capacity, untied of capacity, I would say. So being when the gas price thing become normal, we will keep on getting more opportunities are going forward, I would say.
So lastly, on there is some delay in one FDRE project, it seems, and some other project also slight. I know you're talking about 1.2 gigawatt in general for this year, but are you seeing any delays on the these are all some of these are your own discoms, seems like STU. Are you seeing some delays in STU commissioning, and the latest estimate you have for 1.2 gigawatt, what kind of visibility do you have for transmission availability?
So as you know, as you aware that the these all these project connectivity really means transmission line availability, basically commission of the transmission line, onward transmission line is bit of an issue, and some of them because of the ROW issues, which we are trying to work with the transmission utility to ensure see that they should come their project on time, so that our project progress should also align with them, their timeline.
And Satyadeep, what we have said is, after factoring in all those issues, so our expectation is that we should achieve this target what we have given. Now, if something unfortunate happens, we'll update you on a quarterly basis. But this is what we feel, that it's a reasonable estimate right now, looking at the current scenario.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Your next question comes from the line of Sumit Kishore with Access Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My first question is, in relation to your 1.2 gigawatt peak commissioning target, what kind of phase out are you expecting of project commissioning after 70 megawatt in Q1? Is it likely to be more Q3, Q4 heavy, or is there any phase out that we should be mindful of?
So we expect about first quarter of our commissioning was 70 megawatt, but by Q2 we expect about 400 megawatt will get commissioned, and the balance will happen in the H2, I would say. That is what we are progressing.
Okay, so H2 will be about 800 megawatt peak, and H1 is 400.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And we were reading in the media that your Amgen plant is supposed to be sort of shifted to another location, and in view of that, you set up a 800 megawatt replacement power plant. What is your version of developments have happened so far?
So Amgen power project is about 362 megawatt capacity, and yeah. We have a permission to run up to December 30. And what has happened is December 30, it's not going to be in operation. So we have requested, and it's a basically plant available for the Ahmedabad distribution. So we have requested state government for the coal allocation, double the coal allocation of capacity of 662 megawatt. So that coal, state government has approved the coal allocation, but they have requested the central government for the coal allocation. Once the central government approves the coal allocation for this plant, we plan to set up about 800 megawatt unit to replace the engine power project. That is what the plan is.
So has the land for this plant been earmarked or allocated to you?
No, I think we are working out on where exactly to place the plant. So it may not be in Gujarat also. So we are working on that, where this new plant will come in.
So work in progress kind of a thing right now. But coal allocation is being done by the state government. We acquired the central government for the allocation. Once the allocation is available, then we firm up our plan and implement 1 year by 800 megawatt for the to replace the engine power project.
Quarter on quarter, we have seen some movement in your RE portfolio, mainly around C&I projects. So what is your general outlook for the year in terms of how your portfolio for RE will build up? Is there any traction that you are seeing in terms of bidding activity, tendering activity for RE projects? Your thoughts here will help.
So we are participating almost all the projects, but as you know, our philosophy, restrict our bidding at some point of time so that we can at least achieve meeting IRR. So that is what the philosophy we continue to adopt going forward also. Our benchmark will be the IRR, not the, to acquire the more and more capacity. So that is what philosophy we are following, and we continue to follow that philosophy going forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question now. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from Apurva Bahadur from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I want to know your thoughts on a couple of things. First of all, on this increased competition from batteries. I think you touched upon this a little bit earlier as well. But where do you see the marginal costs of gas power settlement sort of heading towards, given the price at which probably batteries can supply electricity? And also, secondly, I would also like to know your thoughts if we have any plans of entering the
T&I space. No, so I think, Apurva, there are two questions here. So if you are asking the levelized cost of energy battery versus gas power plants, right? So now, with these elevated gas prices, the cost of variable cost would be higher for our LNG merchant power plants. But if you look at a slightly in a short term or a long term horizon, we expect that gas prices should settle somewhere in the range of $6 to $8. Per MMBTU. Now, if that is the scenario, your variable cost could be around 4 rupees, 4.5 rupees, which is very competitive even compared to battery also, because I think 2, 2.5 rupees of solar cost plus if you add 3 rupees of battery cost, that would be 5, 5.5 rupees of battery storage solution cost. So I think we are confident enough that our gas-based power plant, particularly in merchant markets, would be highly competitive. That is the first question, if I am not wrong, right? I think on the second part, if you can just reiterate, what was the second question?
Right. So second question is on your views regarding the C&I market, the corporate market. Even for your open gas project, is there any plan to maybe tie it up with a data center to supply sort of firm power, or any of those thoughts?
So, Apur, I think as far as gas-based power plants are concerned, with C&I segment, I think C&I segment would want renewable power, be it on RTC or anything, they would want a renewable power. So, gas may not fit into that category. On as far as data centers are concerned, so we are looking at those opportunities. As of now, there is nothing concrete as to tell you on data centers where we can tie up our gas-based power plants. But again, data centers also are looking at more of renewable energy. Scope of that is slightly lower. And also on a economic side or commercial side, if you look at it, I cannot hedge my gas-based prices, gas prices on a long-term basis. So if I do an PPA for a long tenor with a fixed price, there is an inherent risk which I'm taking by locking in my tariff. So I think as of now, in a short to medium term, we don't see tying up gas-based power plants on a merchant, on C&I or on a data center basis.
Sure, sir. Understood. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shriram Kapoor with Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Firstly, on your renewable segment, where a previous participant also asked about the lower EBITDA year on year, you mentioned that we had some favorable claims from last year that is not available this year. Could you maybe quantify how much that was for the full year, and is that going to be absent for this entirety of FY27? As in, is this a fair run sort of quarterly margin rate to assume for the balance of the year? Are we going to see it reduce each quarter?
So, Shriram, I think we will not be able to give you guidance for the full year. But if I tell you on the absolute basis, this year the profit was higher, or EBITDA was higher by around 66 crores, which compared to previous year, there was a LPS income which was booked previous year, which is 46 crores. So if you remove 46 crores, then the EBITDA is higher by 66 crores.
Right. So, and in the entirety of FY26, could you quantify how much was that LPS again, which might
for the
be
full year
in FY20? Yeah, for the full year.
For the full year, this was the number. So in Q1, the LPS was 46 crores, and for the full year also was the same number.
Understood. Got it. And just secondly, on your the capacity pipeline that you shared in your presentation, for quite a few of the projects, it seems that you have maybe delayed your expectation of when the plants are going to come up. For example, SECI 12, SECI 16 wind, they've been slightly extended into FY28 as well. Similarly, for your some of your hybrid projects, could you explain what is driving this delay in capacity addition plans? Is it maybe transmission infra? Is it some any other delays? If you could explain that.
So it is mainly because of transmission availability, because of the we plan our execution based on the onwards transmission line. So it's coincide with the transmission line. And transmission line basically large like PGCIs and other places are developing. So we plan our execution in a way so that we can, there will not be any CapEx which will be ahead of the, CapEx spending not ahead of the transmission line availabilities.
Understood, sir. And if you could share a couple of bookkeeping details here. One is, I know you said Nabha Power plant was only operational for 6 days, but if you could give sort of an indicative PLF for those 6 days, how much that was? And just secondly, on your expenses, basically we're seeing your employee costs have actually come down year on year. So is there any reason for that? And are we expected to see employee costs further reduce year on year in the subsequent quarters?
See, Nabha, about your first question about Nabha PLF, quarterly we achieve about 85% PLF. So that is what generally the PLF level of Nabha project. Regarding the reduction in salary cost, is maybe a one-off item. So maybe because of the capitalization, we have capitalized more salary cost. There is no other specific reason. That's why it is continuing to go and coming down.
Right, sir. Got it. Thank you so much. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Atul Tiwari with JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks a lot. Sir, on the LNG availability and pricing, what is the kind of availability you are seeing? I believe you had indicated that you had contracted a few cargoes in the last call. So are they coming through, and what is the landed price currently?
So three cargoes which was contracted for the summer, meeting summer demand, was already acquired and getting used also. So as the for the balance period, we bank on the basically spot cargo. So we are banking the spot cargo. So we, as and when the opportunity is available, we import the cargo on a spot basis. But the next onward, yes, we have a contract of 10 cargoes available, so which will be at a link with the Brent rate, not at the spot price. So spot price is higher at about $20 kind of a thing. So it is not affordable. So we plan our purchase in a way that it is affordable to the consumer, and we can able to get better margin basically. It's affordable in the merchant market also, so that we can have a reasonable margin available in the merchant market also. So this year only the merchant market we are looking at. So whatever summer demand was there, we have completed. We have honored our summer demand by these importing 3 cargoes.
And Azul, as far as availability is concerned, there is no issue of availability. It is the question of what price those cargoes are available. So if required, we can import as many cargoes as you want, but the issue is of the price. So we keep on looking at what is the demand and what is the price which can be absorbed under our PPAs and under the merchant market.
Okay, sir. And sir, what was the capex in the first quarter? I missed that number. I think you said it.
About total capex is about 2,300 crores, all put together.
Okay.
Out of which renewable is 1,550 crores, and thermal capex is 125 crores, and transmission is about 120 crores, and light distribution is about 500 crores.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Harsh Singh with Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Right. Thank you for taking my question. So just one thing, sir. Was part of check on the franchisee distribution business. Is there anything you see in the pipeline in terms of new business franchisee?
No, voice is not audible. Your voice is not audible.
I'm audible now.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
It is still the same. If I can request you to use the handset, please.
Ah, yes, exactly. So, echo is coming.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yes, sir. This is much better.
Understood. So, thank you for taking my question. Just one thing. So, on the franchisee distribution side, is there anything in the pipeline in terms of any new franchisees that the UP that you could partner with, anything that you could provide there in terms of guidance?
I think UP will come post election only, so they have attempted to do it before election, but I think considering the agitations and all those things, I think it is expected to come post election, UP election. As you know, there is a state subject, I think is there, but we expect something will come possibly in the state of Maharashtra. Otherwise, there is no concrete things I would say in the
franchise
right now.
Understood. Thank you, sir. No other questions from
my side. Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Vishal with PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I think this is could be linked with the previous one of the question participant asked. So DGEN plan that is on imported LNG. And in this quarter, we also reported a PLF, though it's a lower PLF, but we are able to generate and sell power. So, at a $20 MMBTU, are there still buyers, takers? That's why there's a PLF, or a cargo is we are getting at a lower rate, and that's why we are able to sell. So just to take a perspective on that.
So if you look at $20, your variable cost will be about 13 rupees kind of a thing. So though... it's very difficult, I would say, but since we have our old cargoes available, we are able to buy at a competitive rate in bits and pockets, I would say, which will help us in selling the targeting the merchant market peak demand period kind of a thing. So basically, summer demand and peak demand kind of market, we are able to sell at a much higher rate and earn our contribution on those market, right? So $20 is quite challenging, I would say, at this rate.
So I think Vishal, just okay. To add, at $20, you can sell in a high dam market, not in the regular market, which is a capped at 10 rupees. So we have been selling in the high dam market, and we have been getting better realizations. This is doable because we have made a lot of flexibilization in our plants, wherein frequent start and stops can be done, and can be run on a cyclical basis. So our variable cost would be higher, but at $20 we are able to serve the high dam market, but they will not give you an opportunity to work at a very high PLFs. This is around 2-3 hours of every day, 2-3 hours you can get that pricing.
And certain slots also, you know, slot on a continuous 2-3 hours basis. It's a very challenging $20 to sell at a sell power at $20 MMBTU is quite challenging, I would say.
Okay, okay. And then the cargo that you have mentioned, so at what rate we are able to get it, or and have we exhausted, or probably, I mean, still it's there, and then we can have still maybe like, you know, mid-teen sort of PLF in quarter two and three and going forward also.
Cargoes was mainly for our distribution business, so for meeting the summer demand. So, but though any opportunities available, we keep on buying in a small lot, not in a big cargo, full cargo kind of a quantities.
Okay, okay, okay. Sure, sir. I think that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everybody for joining Torrent Power earnings calls. Stay safe and healthy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Torrent Power Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you everyone for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.